Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bam! It is now time for the head coach of America's team. Every Friday at this time, it's Mike McCarthy with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, a playoff Friday edition. Good morning, coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's Sean and RJ doing today?
Man, this week has just, it's been slow. Has it felt slow. Like that for you? We can't get to the weekend. Yeah. We're talking about the, you know, same angles and topics 50,000 times. We're just like, let's get the damn game here. Do you feel the same way?
I feel like I'm the one that's supposed to be saying that.
I know. All right. That's how much we care, coach.
I think it makes so fast. I'm sorry?
That's how much we care.
Well, I know you care. I mean, it's obvious. You can see that in the passion of your voice, but more importantly, in the precision of your questions.
Look at that every week.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not in a hurry because I just always believe in the process of the preparation. So, but I thought it was going pretty quickly here up to this point. But today will be a good day because today, Friday, is always the day where you have everything in, you're reviewing it, and you can really focus on the beginning and the ending of the game. That's, you know, we call it fast. You know, fast start Friday and furious finish Friday. So, we're excited about Sunday, but definitely in totally need of these 2 days of prep before we get there.
So your sleep patterns over the next few days, you don't think they're going to change too much with your playoff experience? Like, do your nerves, you know, it's a good nervous energy go up, or you have a hard time sleeping, or no, just the same as always?
I have a hard time staying down, and I think it's just more during the course of the week because what's on your mind. Friday is usually a decent night of sleep historically for me, but I just won't stay down as long. I'll get this. I've learned over time. I was foolish enough as a young coach and lived by the saying of sleep is for the weak, and that was not a good plan. but I did it for about a decade. But I fully understand, like all of us, the importance of sleep. But I just can't stay down as long, particularly the night before game.
Coach, what's the biggest difference that you've seen between playoff football and regular season football? Let's take the emotion out of it, right? Like the game is bigger. But like on the field, the biggest difference?
Well, it's tied to the emotion. The energy is just constant. The urgency is heightened. The momentum swings. You have to be focused on the momentum swings because you don't want to swing too far. You know, either way, you know, it's important to stay. We call it stay in neutral. But I think the biggest thing outside of the motion is it's the focus. The focus in these playoffs games is really to me the winning factor in. And so far, I think our guys have done a really good job in the preparation part of it. I thought Wednesday's practice was outstanding. We had some bumps in the road yesterday, but that happens, particularly in the padded work and things like that. But no, it's really the focus. The focus is the difference.
Do you think sometimes teams get a little too conservative in the playoffs? Like, they don't want to make that mistake. They don't want to make the mistake that's going to cost them the game instead of just going out and playing?
I think it's happened. Yeah, no doubt. I think it's all part of playoff experience. I mean, you know, there's the biggest thing that I've seen in playoff football is, you know, how you win the game. And it usually doesn't show up in the statistical component of it because, you know, there's always a few games, plays in a game in this league. I mean, it's so hard to win a normal game, a regular season game in our league. And then you get into the playoffs and, you know, there's always key plays in games. And, you know, in just the discipline and the focus of not chase those plays, but, you know, obviously execute them when the opportunity is there. So I can see the that definitely being the case for, you know, some individuals, but I wouldn't say that's an overall team issue, you know, that I've seen in my experience.
Mike McCarthy here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm curious what your reaction has been or if the players have laughed or gotten a little ticked off over this narrative of this game of, you know, it's physical versus finesse, and San Fran is going to come in here and try to beat up the Cowboys, and they're the tougher, more physical team. Have you heard that, Coach, and your reaction or your guys' reactions to that thought?
No, I mean, I haven't. No, I have not heard that. I mean, I definitely understand, you know, how San Francisco presents itself and in the style of play that that they bring to the table. I respect their plows, their style of play, and I think it's definitely, you know, lines up with our style of play, and I think it'll be a big part of the contest. It always is. I mean, I think it'll be one of the keys to victory for us is the, you know, not only the style of play that they bring in here and we bring into the game. It's going to be the focus and discipline of it through four quarters. So, yeah. Christ's sake! I don't look at our team as a finesse team. So this is the first time I've been asked that all week, so great job.
Oh, yes.
All right.
All right. Bad job by the other media members. All right, do you have a magical McCarthy motivational trick planned for your guys before this one?
Magical? No. You know, I think it's messaging for the way we do it in-house here. It kind of forms itself during the week. I mean, you definitely have focal points that you're hitting on, but yeah, there's no watermelons in the building. I'm just saying.
It's a good reference. Mike McCarthy, Julius here, 105 Through the Fan. How does Kyle Shanahan make the running game? I'm a passing guy. How does he make it fun? Because usually you think running is just pounded in the middle, boring. He makes it creative and fun. What does he do differently as a coach?
I appreciate his creativity. I think, but he stays to his core values. You know, if you look at the, you know, I know every coach has a history and a path that they, you know, that they go through as far as establishing their own identity and their own voice and particularly their own style of play and scheme, you know, scheme awareness. And I think he does that, you know, in the run game. I mean, it's obviously, you look at the way their lines are built. You know, there's a lot of investment in their offensive and defensive lines, so they're very talented. But I think he does an excellent job of being creative, and particularly, you know, I think they do a really good job of, you know, stressing the C gap is the way we've always viewed it. For, you know, whether you're trying to set the edge to the front side of the run or to, you know, the cutback lane to the backside. So I think they do a really good job with formation and shifting and particularly, you know, playing. Being in one personnel group and be able to, you know, attack you with, you know, two back concepts and one back concepts and empty back concepts. So I think he does a very good job being creative and challenging the defense.
Coach, it looks like you guys are looking near perfect or as great as you could have hoped health-wise. Is that the same for COVID today? As of what you know, I know where you're going next after this call, what office you're going to, but you guys looking good in that regard still today?
You know, looking good. I've already been down there with Jim in the training room, so everything's clear today.
Nice.
So we're off to another great start. Yeah, I can't say enough about our, you know, our players and really our coaching and support staff. I mean, just the, you know, the urgency and the awareness of doing the extra things. So, you know, knock on wood, it's been a really good week. I'm hoping we're through the storm that we were in last week and in the prior week. So, but yeah, it's the health of our football team. And, you know, when I look at the big picture, you know, with Jerry, Steven, and Will, just how we projected the, you know, the roster and trying to get guys back at the right time and playing guys at a certain play time here down the stretch, I think it's worked out very well. It's really laid up nicely for us because this is, you know, this is the healthiest we've been in quite some time.
Coach, officiating has obviously been a big storyline throughout this year. I can never remember in my 10 years of doing this waiting for the crews to be announced to talk about that on the radio. But what do you know about this crew in terms of their tendencies and maybe what to expect Sunday?
Well, I mean, it's you know, really the statistical breakdown of the crew for this week, you really kind of have to throw it out the window. You know, Alex Kemp, you know, we've had him this year, but it's, you know, it's an all-star. An all-star crew, so you know, these. I think he only has one other official that from his crew that's on there, the Kemp Super Crew. And so I think my experience, and I hope it holds true, is you're not talking about officiating a whole lot in the playoffs, and I hope that's the case. But yeah, you can't really, because my belief is, you know, the crew's performance is really driven, you know, by the white hat, and I think the fact that these guys haven't really worked together, so you know, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I'm very hopeful and confident that we won't be talking much about the officials after this game. Is my thought,
Coach Jerry talked to us on Tuesday about potentially having the kicking woes altering the game plan. Do you see that as a possibility that maybe you go for two a little bit more, that, or you know, go for it on fourth and three a little bit more because of the inconsistencies of kicker?
I'll just say, you know, you look at every game, you know, first you start off where you're playing. So I feel good about the wind, you know,
as far as right, might be good.
So that's a starting point. But no, it's you go through it every week. You know, I Greg's having a very good week of prep, and you know, trust me, no one's more conscientious of the details of, you know, what he's going to do to perform on Sunday. So, you know, I'm definitely in tune with that. But yeah, you know, the fourth down is something we'll spend a little more time on today, and then we'll finalize tomorrow morning in the coordinators meeting. But you know, we have a process of, you know, mm-hmm. going into the game of, you know, when we want to go for it on fourth down, you know, down a distance and so forth. And, you know, we'll use the same process again this week for San Francisco.
Mike McCarthy here on The Fan. I love what you've been saying about Dak throughout the week and the daily pressers. For those that missed that, for our audience, what's he been like this week, and what's really impressed you about him preparing for a playoff game?
Well, I mean, he's Dak Prescott. I mean, if you just watch him command the huddle, it's the same every day. He commands the huddle the same in the walkthrough as he does on the field. And I think it's a tremendous asset and really a reflection of discipline in how he prepares a professional. I mean, he's done that all year. So I think the most important thing is you just see him being himself. I think, like anything, you know, every one of us can't wait to play Sunday. This is what we've been working for. This is what we've been talking about working towards since April. So, and he's definitely at the front of the line, and you know, he just wants to go out and perform the best he can. And trust me, I don't think there's anybody I know in my experience that doesn't put more into it than he does. So he's a great leader for us, and obviously what I always appreciate is a phenomenal example for our young players.
And did I hear you correctly yesterday that you committed to being slimed for the Nickelodeon audience if you all win this game?
You caught that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
You tried to spin it to sign to get Dalrymple to bail you out, but I don't think it worked.
Well, I didn't, you know, at that moment, I wasn't, you know, totally in tune with exactly what I was being asked. But, you know, as always, I showed keen flexibility and adaptation to please the crowd. But,
very much so.
So, yeah, hey, like I said yesterday, anything for the kids.
Coach, San Fran fans travel well. We've seen that here. And you know, the Rams saw that last week. They commented how it was difficult, you know, to, you know, it was unexpected. Have you guys had to, you know, prepare for maybe the not so quiet home field when you guys run offense?
Definitely. I mean, we do the crowd noise every week, so I'm not super concerned about it. But I think it's also it's a reflection of how people feel about coming to Dallas, how they feel about coming to AT&T Stadium, and obviously I think the desire to be at this game. I think it speaks volumes about what's in front of us. I know working at other places, the opposing fans love to go to Dallas, and that's part of the challenge here. It's part of being the challenge of being a Dallas Cowboy. So we welcome the pressure. It's a privilege, and it's something that you learn very quickly what the expectation and the standard is. And it won't be the first time that we'll have opposing fans in our stadium. It's I think it's more of a reflection of people wanting to be here to see the Cowboys and the 49ers.
Coach, the big news that everyone around here was celebrating yesterday was finding out that Will McClay wasn't going anywhere. Can you just talk about your time in working with Will and what has really impressed you the most about him?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was, personally and, professionally, was thrilled to see, Will get the contract finished. He's someone that I probably worked the closest with. Will and I spent a tremendous amount of time together. He's very diligent in his process. He's been here quite a long time, so I think that's important because you have the in-house and, comparables versus the league-wide comparables. So he's an excellent personnel man, super consistent. And I can't say enough about how much I enjoy working with him. But, I think to a man, everybody was thrilled to see that we got Will completed on this contract. That was a nice, very nice day yesterday.
Coach, I don't know if you heard this, but I'm going to go there. Bart Scott talked about how Josh Allen, because of the cold, he has bad circulation, should take Viagra before the game to improve his blood flow. You've coached in some cold weather games. Have you on the sideline, popped a blue pill to stay warm? Because you're not moving around very much.
Well, that's a shocker that you picked that up. I have coached in a lot of cold games, but I'd never, I never even heard of that recommendation. I understand it, not that I would know from
you experience. Understand
sure,
it.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I understand the thought process in it, but it was definitely newsworthy. So, but I think it shows the mentality of playoff football. Whatever it takes, you got to get up as high as you can.
Yes, you do. Mike, well done. Well done. Thank you for the time. And we are wishing you all the luck on Sunday. And we're hoping to celebrate with you, man. Thank you. We appreciate it. And good luck with that sleep.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.